You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back. We are going to continue with the series on the Sabbath. And I want to get right back in there. And I hope that people are taking this not as an offense, but as inspiration to open their own Bibles and look at what the Bible says about the Sabbath. Because most people that are Christians believe that somehow, some way, the Sabbath was nailed to the cross. It was part of that ceremonial law, and the ceremonial law was set aside. And from Jesus' death and resurrection onward, we don't observe any of those things. Some try and make Sunday into the Sabbath. It never was. The early church in the first century did not observe Sunday as a Sabbath. That didn't come until the third century, where it was infiltrated by paganism, and people that kept the Sabbath were put to death because of it. Some people say, well, yeah, Saturday is the Jews' Sabbath, but Sunday is the Lord's Day. It's the Christian Sabbath. Well, first of all, it's not. Leviticus 23 tells us, God speaking, he says, these are my Sabbaths. And he starts out, the very first one lists are the weekly Saturday, seventh day Sabbath. So it's the Lord's Sabbath, not God's Sabbath is Saturday, not Sunday. And I don't know where people get all this stuff other than Satan inspires it. But if the Lord, if Jesus did have a day that would commemorates him, in Matthew 12, verse 8, he says that he's Lord of the Sabbath day. So the Lord's day, if anything, would be Saturday, not Sunday. John chapter 1, verse 3 tells us that all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. It's talking about Jesus. It was Jesus and his Father that seeing how Jesus did the physical work, and he rested on the seventh day. He created Saturday as a Sabbath, never rested on Sunday. That was a work day. It tells us in John chapter 1, verse 10, that Jesus was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Quite frankly and honestly, the world still knows him not. And also in Ephesians 3:9, it says that all things were created by Jesus Christ. So, for by him, Jesus, all the things were created that are in heaven and that are on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. It's Colossians chapter 1, verse 16. So over and over and over, it tells us that Jesus was the creator. Everything was made through him and by him. And that includes the Sabbath. If there is a day that is his day, it is not Sunday. It is Saturday. It's very clear and very simple. So thanks for listening. We'll be back to continue this subject. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It is produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.